Quality health foods on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
Welcome back to the show. Linda LaFloche from Quality Health Foods in the centre of Harrogate. We are going to return to our usual theme, Linda, of answering people's questions. So we've got a couple of questions that have been sent in today. Linda, Quality Health Foods, health food shop, does what it says on the tin, but you've got lots of great advice and your team have lots of great advice to offer as well, don't you?
Definitely do.
So we'll start off with the first question then, which comes from Angela. Hi, I've been diagnosed with IBS. I've had loads of tests, all clear, and now my doctor has more or less said I'll have to live with it. But I almost can't leave the house in the morning, and wherever I go, I need to know where all the toilets are. I can't go on like this, and I need to know what I can do to help this unbearable situation. That is awful,
isn't it?
Because that is just not only going to affect your actual health, but your mental health as well.
Absolutely.
Just needing to know where everything is. Yeah. Got to be such a burden.
Yeah, IBS is irritable bowel syndrome. Basically, doctors use it as a bit of a catch-all, really, if they don't quite know what digestive issue it is, and it falls under that bracket. And it actually affects twice as many women as it does men.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
And I wonder whether that's because of difference in toilet habits. You know, women tend to be in, out, off. Gentlemen would sit down, take the paper, have a little less, you know, hurry. Actually is the way it should be, you know, because it normal rhythmic muscular contraction, in her case, for example, becomes irregular and uncoordinated. And what happens then is that there's an accumulation of mucus and toxic matter that build up. Basically, IBS is always constipation. Now, Angela will disagree with me there because she'll say she's got to rush to the toilet because everything's very loose. But basically, round the colon wall, once you have matter that's stuck round the wall, that's counted as constipation. If you've got matter stuck around the wall and what you're passing through the middle is very loose, to the person themselves, it seems as though their toilet habits have become very loose, even verging on diarrhoea. And every now and again, there becomes a partial obstruction, so it becomes completely blocked. And then the body gets lots of trapped gas and waste. And you can imagine if that waste is trapped and it's rotting, if it was on your arm and it was rotting, you would see exactly why it would cause problems. And it can cause all sorts of ulcering and redness and soreness. And it really is a horrible thing to have. But the amazing thing, and obviously you must always go to the doctor to rule out anything else. And she's done that, hasn't she?
Yeah.
And there's nothing sinister. So that's really good because there are lots of things that got similar symptoms such as celiac disease, Crohn's, diverticulitis, all of those things. Mm-hmm. So she's had all of those ruled out. That's excellent. But once you've done that, then there is plenty she can do. There's lots of avoids. Dairy and wheat are a key one. Not because she's allergic or intolerant to them, but that dairy is very mucus forming.
Yeah.
If you had a milky drink and you'd be going...
Yeah, you know that because they often say if you're about to go on the radio, you shouldn't have a milky drink.
Yeah.
Or if you're going to sing, you shouldn't have a milky drink.
Because of the mucus that it forms, can't you? Well, you're just a tube, aren't you?
Yeah.
In and out. So that mucus forms all the way down. And wheat, if we were to get some wheat flour and make it into a dough right now and hold it under a gently running tap and run all the starch off, we'd be left with the gluten, which is basically like chewing gum.
Yeah.
Well, you can imagine, put those two things together, mucus and something sticky and chewy.
Yeah.
You're creating cement, aren't you? Mm-hmm. So it'd be a good idea to sort of eliminate that. Eliminate alcohol because that irritates the lining of the colon. Eliminate all the gas-producing foods in the cabbage, the beans, all of the normal things. And then there's a product called psyllium husk. And psyllium husk looks like wallpaper paste. Mm. And if you mix it into a glass and left it, it would set like wallpaper paste.
Right.
The trick is to drink it quickly.
Yeah.
And as it passes through the colon, it pulls off all the matter.
Great. Well, Angela, I hope that's helped. And anybody else who's suffering from similar symptoms. Let's move on then. So a question from Susan. This warm, humid weather is really affecting my legs. I've got some small varicose veins, but at the moment my legs are aching and feel heavy and swollen. At night it's worse and they are hot and itchy. Anything I can do to relieve them?
Basically, as most people know, you've got your artery system and your vein system. So your arteries takes oxygenated blood round your system and the veins bring it back to your heart, deoxygenated blood. We all know that from biology, don't we?
Yeah, we can remember that from school. Yeah.
Okay. Well, your arteries have muscles, so they've got a muscular wall, but your veins haven't. So they're just straight walls.
Yeah.
But the way that your body stops the blood pooling back is it puts little valves in the veins.
Right,
so,
yes.
So the blood can go one way, but it can't go back the other.
Yeah.
Now, unfortunately, as we get older or we're a little bit overweight or we're not quite fit as we should be, these vein walls become less elastic. So you can imagine if they move out a little bit, those veins, those valves then no longer close properly.
Yes.
So instead of the blood just carrying on the way it should, it pulls back and can form like a bulge out of the side of the vein wall.
Yeah.
And that sort of traps the blood and causes swelling. And then that sort of tends to leak into the tissue and can cause edema, swelling.
Yeah.
But you've got to remember that your blood isn't just blood. It's a whole lot of other things as well. And especially in your vein side of the system, it's got all the waste materials as well that it's getting rid of.
Mm-hmm.
So all of this trapped blood can also contain things that the body desperately wants to get rid of.
Yes.
So then the body mounts a sort of attack on it and sends mast cells and white blood cells. And mast cells release histamine, and that causes all the itchiness.
Ah,
and
yes.
The immune system fighting it causes all the redness and the swelling. So that's why it's so uncomfortable and so painful. But again, there are lots of things you can do.
Yeah, there must be ways to help that.
One of the most simple ways is, and we should all do this actually, especially if we're on our feet all day, is that when we get home in the evening, we should put our feet up.
Yes.
In yoga, there's a really good position called the L position, where you actually put your legs against the wall, you wiggle your bottom as close as you can to the wall, and put your legs straight up. So it's really good to maybe watch the news in that nice position. And then avoid long periods of sitting or standing. That's not really good. And don't cross your legs, she said, uncrossing her legs. Supplement-wise, one of the best things to have is horse chestnut. Horse chestnut is an anti-inflammatory, astringent, i.e. it tones, and it's also anti-edema, so it takes around swelling. Unfortunately, people who are on anticoagulant therapy, so things like warfarin and aspirin, they can't take it. Mm-hmm. They would have to try turmeric or KN instead. So great. She does all of that. And the horse chestnut not only comes as an internal thing, it actually comes as an external gel which can give her instant relief.
Oh, that's good. I was going to say, are there any gels or creams or anything you could put on to relieve
hazel,
the
witch hazel is another
itching.
One. Because witch hazel, when you put it on, it sort of evaporates. It sort of makes the whole area cool, and that would help as well.
And coolness is surprisingly nice on an itch, isn't it?
Yeah,
Very good. All right, Susan, hopefully that has helped you out as well. Linda, thank you so much, as always, for
answering those
questions. If you want to give any questions to us, you can get in touch via the website, strayfm.com, or you can send us a little private message on Facebook or Twitter as well, at Stray FM. And don't forget that the Quality Health Food Shop is there for you if you need some advice.
Anytime,
and as you will have heard from Linda, there is a wealth of knowledge going on in that shop.
In the Westminster Arcade next to Debenhams.
That's it. I always forget which arcade it is. The Westminster Arcade. Quality Health Foods on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.